Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us and for taking this time to just hang out with us. We appreciate your time. We know that our lives are busy. There's so many things going on. And so the fact that you're taking the time to hang out with us means a lot, and we appreciate that. So thank you. For those of you that are first-time listeners, we welcome you to check out other podcasts that we have in our library of probably about 225 podcasts by this point in time. But anyways, let me not ramble on here. I've got Tina sitting right here next to me wondering, when is she going to stop?
You're going to stop talking? It's your podcast. You can talk as long as you want.
All right.
234 podcasts.
234 podcasts. That's right. Awesome. That's great. Well, we love doing these. We only wish we could do these every night, every day, but we'll have to just be satisfied with two a week for now.
I remember when you told me one time that you wanted to try to do five a week. I was like, we can't even get two in a week. It's a lot of work. It is. It's a big commitment.
It is.
It's a big commitment to love on all of you.
That's right. Well, you know, we thought we'd talk a little bit about our little salt shots. Our salt shots.
Say that five times fast.
Our salt shot. Salt shot. Talk about the salt shot that we actually talk to a lot of our clients about. And, I don't know if you are familiar with our super salts. If you're not, please go to our website, www.drlizcruz.com, and check out the super salts. So what are the super salts, Tina?
Well, the super salts are just a combination of four electrolyte salts, the salts that are made up in your body, right? We've talked in the past about on other podcasts about how we're giant salt water bags. So when we lose water during the day, we're losing salt water. So it's just a substance, it's a powder that you can put in your water to replenish the water that you're losing the day.
And it's for your water. It's not to be put in on food. Mm-hmm. This is not table salt. I mean, these are literally, like Tina said, electrolyte salts. Okay.
It's like the idea of Gatorade or Powerade, just without all the sugar and the chemicals, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we promote the heck out of the super salts because we believe in them. You know, you lose electrolytes every day in your sweat, even though you may not think you're sweating your armpits.
When you talk,
you lose water.
When you pee.
That's right. And we lose electrolytes in that sweat. And it's just really important to replenish the electrolytes. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we really encourage people to get on the salts and drink it with their water every day on a daily basis.
Yeah, the way that we normally dose it is you drink, there's a little teaspoon scooper inside the container, and you drink a teaspoon scooper inside every 26 to 32 ounce water bottle that you're drinking. So technically you should be drinking about 2 to 3 scoops of salt a day, right? But throughout the day. Right. And that kind of just helps to keep the body hydrated properly. It helps to alkalinize the body, things like that. When we talk about the salt shot, that's a little bit of a different strategy, right? And you enjoy the salt shot because you like using it as a tool, and you just came back from a trip. And so that's why we thought about podcasting on it, because you're like, okay, it's time to do my salt shot.
Yeah.
And so why don't you talk about what that consists of, and then how we use it. We'll talk about how we use it with the patients.
So the salt shot is basically a shot of the salt in a little bit of water. So you take a little glass, put about 3 ounces of water, you take one scoop of the salt and mix it in there. All right, now, if you're not used to drinking the salt, this is gonna be really salty.
It's gonna be like drinking the ocean.
That's right. And but the point of it is to just really, this is gonna be to help purge your intestine, your colon, all right? And the point of it is to really alkalize your intestine and to give you a nice purge. And so you drink that, you go ahead and drink that like a shot very quickly, and then you follow up by drinking a ton of water.
Mm-hmm. 26 to 32 ounces within 15 minutes.
Within 15 minutes, all right? You want to definitely try to get all that in within 15 minutes. And for the most part, mm-hmm. you will see some, you will have some.
you'll have a nice release.
A nice release from this, like usually within 30 minutes, you know.
Some people maybe an hour.
Yeah, it varies from person to person. And depending on how backed up you are, you may not actually get a response on that first shot.
Yeah, you might have to do a couple.
That's right. Yeah. And so you need to, well, I don't know if I would do a couple in a row.
Oh, no, right.
Yeah, you want to definitely spread
maybe
it out.
Maybe do like one in the morning, one at night.
Yeah, kind of right. Thing. I would spread it out. And then just definitely make sure that you're hydrating really well.
Yeah.
Now, I don't do the salt shot every day. Mm-mm. Okay, I don't do it every day. I just do it, like for example, I just got back from a trip from Thanksgiving and, you know, I was on a vacation, mm-hmm. and so my diet was off, and so, you know, I wasn't in my own environment. My bowel habits change, mm-hmm. and so this is a way for me to just kind of, just clean up the house a mm-hmm. little bit,
do a
clean
little
up
reset.
The That's right,
a little reset,
just a little resetting, and
well, yeah, and sometimes you'll do it like if we've had like a meal, like if we go out to eat somewhere mm-hmm. where we normally don't eat, and then you get backed up a little bit,
right?
Like you might do it then too.
That's right. And sometimes I'll do it, you know, I'll do it once. Sometimes I'll do it 2-3 days in a row. It just mm-hmm. depends how I'm feeling, and then what I try to do on a regular basis, and I say I try because I will admit sometimes I fall off the bandwagon and don't do my salts on a regular basis, but I try just in general to put the salts in my big jug of water and mix it up, like one scoop in the jug of water that I'm drinking, you know, throughout the day. And that way I will get my electrolytes. And, you know, I'm working out like 3 or 4 times a week, so I definitely want to make sure I'm getting my electrolytes. And it's just such a great thing. I tell you, I always feel so great after I do that shot. And we really, I mean, this is something that...
Wait a second. Do you feel great after you do the shot, or do you feel great after you have the ginormous poop?
Oh, right. Did I say that? Yeah. Yes, that's right. Let's just get that straight.
You definitely have a way better look on your face after you come out of the bathroom.
Yes. Anyways, okay, so on to the next topic. So the salt shot is really a nice way to just, you know, get a good
like
bowel movement.
We call it like a reverse enema.
Yeah, that's right. Because yeah. you're drinking it, you
right.
know?
It's
you're
coming from the other direction.
It just helps to clean you out.
Yes.
It really does. And by the way, I do mine really early in the morning, like at 4 o'clock in the morning. That way, whatever's going to happen...
happens before you leave for work.
It happens way before I really get my day started and take off for work.
But so, I remember growing up, you know, my grandma on my dad's side, she was Italian, and it was always like, man, if we were ever sick, mm-hmm. do an enema.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a headache, do an enema. If you have a pimple on your face, do an enema. You
Absolutely.
Know, it was like an enema for everything. And she was right, you know, it was just, a lot of it is you're backed up. Right.
That's
your
right.
toxins are built up. And so, you know, you
Gotta
have all
get
these
rid
things.
Of that yeah. crap.
Yeah, but
you know?
Enemas are just not a hip thing anymore.
It's
you
not.
Just,
but you know, there used to be a time when even when the hospitals, the sanitariums, when that was like, that was just a natural part of what they did in the sanitarium mm-hmm. were these enemas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was part of the regimen of getting the patient better.
Right.
And so,
we
I
just
mean,
don't do that stuff anymore.
No, we don't. We don't. But it is definitely, I mean, my grandma used to do it. My grandmother used to make us get enemas also when we were little, if we had fevers or if we were backed up, you know, and miraculously, we always got better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So since, you know, since the enema isn't really that hip of a thing, you know, these days, this makes for a nice reverse enema. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be laying on the cold floor to do it.
Right.
That's also the nice thing. But we really recommend it for our patients who are severely constipated.
Yeah.
You know, those patients who, because it's so much healthier for you than taking like Miralax every day, you know, things like that. So we try to get them to consider doing the salt shot instead of taking some of those over-the-counter constipation medicines mm-hmm. and things. And it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely works. And, you know, and just in general, as we're trying to, you know, teach people about taking care of their bodies and drinking fluids. I mean, you know, I did a colonoscopy on a patient yesterday. And afterwards, you know, I told her, I said, you really need to hydrate well. You know, you're already dehydrated by the time you come in for the colonoscopy. You need to hydrate well. and you know, and her husband's on the side saying she doesn't drink water. That's not her. You're not going to get her to drink any water. I said, well, what do you drink? And he's like, she drinks Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke. I can't remember, but it was a diet drink. And I just told her, I said, look, I said, do you realize your body is mostly water? I mean, you're like 80% water. You know, the cells in your body have the inside, there's water in there. Just your body is all water. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important to hydrate with water. And the sodas that you're drinking are full of chemicals and sugar. She goes, well, this is diet, so this is artificial. I said, even worse. Mm-hmm. I would rather you be drinking a regular Coke or regular Pepsi than the diet. I'm telling you, those sugars are poisons.
Yeah.
They're poisons. And so I gave her, you know,
Was she surprised or did she know?
Yeah, she didn't know.
Okay.
She didn't know. And so that was an opportunity for me to teach her about the artificial sugars and how dangerous they are.
Yeah.
And, but more than that, just teaching her, trying to really impress on her. And this is, I mean, she's not alone. There are so many people that we see that just don't drink water.
Right.
And they don't understand the importance of
right.
it. But your body needs that water. You need that water to help flush out toxins and just, you know, to keep your body, keep it doing what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. All right. It's absolutely critical and crucial for your body to have that water.
Absolutely.
So hydration is really important. I know for me personally, when I don't hydrate enough, I know it because I get headaches. Mm-hmm. I mean, headache seems to be the way I manifest if I've eaten something that wasn't good for me. You know, anything with MSG automatically. Mm-hmm. You know, if I eat anything with MSG, I will have a headache the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing when I'm dehydrated, if I haven't drank enough water, I get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's crazy because, and I've said this before on podcasts, but I can wash my headache away.
Mm-hmm. You literally will go drink a ton of water and within 10 minutes it's
gone. Yeah, my headache will go away. I mean, granted, not all the time because it may be something that I ate mm-hmm. or, you know, who knows? It could be something else, but water is so important. And then the electrolytes are really important.
Mm-hmm.
So the super salts, check them out. Please go to our website, check out the super salts. If you need any guidance, please reach out to us,
mm-hmm.
okay? Reach out to us. You know, we do 20-minute free consultations, and, you know, we're there to help you. We want to help you out and help educate you.
Absolutely.
So any questions at all, please reach out to us and let us guide you and you know, teach you something.
Yeah, and if you're constipated, please consider trying the salt shot
yes.
instead of taking those over-the-counter medicines over and over again. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how it makes you feel and how it gets you going
That's right.
on your own.
That's right. That in combination with hydrating really well and being on a probiotic,
mm-hmm.
okay? I mean, there are definitely some simple, very natural things that you can do to help you with your bowel movements.
Absolutely.
All right. So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.